الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Every day when the sun rises, then the sun itself makes an announcement that, O son of Adam, this day will never come back in your life. Do what you can in this day. Similarly, we should think when we make our fajr, make it the best. We won't get a second chance to make that fajr of that day. This morning's fajr is one fajr. If we messed it, it's messed, and it's messed forever. If we made it, it's made, and it's made forever. After that, some program, zikr. If we made it, it's made forever. So all our things, we're sitting now in the majlis, we can sleep away, we can think about other things, all that, and we make it, we listen attentively for our islah. And whoever, according to his niyat, لِكُلِّ مْرِئِمْ مَا نَوَى. Everyone according to his niyat. If we came here to see what is going to be said, then that is what we will get. If we come here for the pleasure of Allah, that is what we will get. If we come here for our islah, for the pleasure of Allah, that is what we'll get. If we came here, as Maulana explained, just to mark ourselves present, we were there, that is what we will get. So everything that we do, that one day, this day will never come back in our lives. The opportunities we get in every day, that second opportunity doesn't come. We'll make our zuhr, inshallah. We won't get a chance to make today's zuhr a second time. That one time, we have to make the best of it. One life, we have to make the best of it. No second life will get a chance again. People would scream and say that, give me a second chance, O Allah. To the guards of Jahannam, they will scream that, just let us go back and now we will do everything right. It won't come again. This is our one chance. With the sun rising, there are two farishtas who rise also and give du'as. The one says, O doer of good, advance and do your good. This is also a very important thing, and muhaddithin have devoted an entire chapter to this, that whatever good we want to do, don't delay, don't procrastinate. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Sometimes you make the intention, but then you change your intention. You wanted to make some namaz. You wanted to give some charity. Whatever good. But then in between something came, all that is gone. And this good which you want to do, try and do it as soon as possible. The minute Allah puts a thought of some good action, faraz, etc., wajib, that we have to do. But over and above that, then don't delay. And as soon as we do it, our thawabs are already coming. Don't delay at all. Once Allah gave tawfiq, we were in Burma, and in a madrasa, we were having a program. During the bayan, I thought I should give something for the madrasa. Then the thought came, give it now. Middle of the bayan, I gave it. The principal was just sitting there, and I explained to them that this thought came, and why delay? As soon as you give it, your sawab, your meter starts running now. So why delay the starting of the meter? How much more it runs for akhirat we can achieve? We should do that. And that farishta says, oh, doer of evil, desist, resist, go back, don't do your wrong. You are just destroying yourself with the wrong you want to do. So the doer of good, go forward and do your good. Don't delay also. And don't give it up. And the doer of evil, stay away from you destroying yourself. And anyone who makes guna is zalimul li nafsihi. He's not harming Allah Ta'ala. In reality, he doesn't harm other people also. He's harming himself. Whenever any guna we do, it is great harm to ourselves. Then there are two other farishtas who also rise up and they also give their du'as. And they say, oh, those people who give in the path of Allah, increase them, O Allah. And those who hoard and keep back, destroy their wealth. And this means the farad, the zakat, but over and above, more of that, the more we give, the more Allah gives us. And Allah gives tremendously and unimaginably Allah Ta'ala gives. One sahabi came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've got financial constraints, life is difficult. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam advised him, when you enter your house, make salam loudly, cheerfully. We all should check ourselves. We visit our friends when we are on our safar. Only one, two places we can remember that the salam is made loudly and cheerfully. Otherwise, we don't hear salam. So make salam. Read, make the salam and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ softly and durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahabi practiced it. He came back, he said, Allah has made me such that now I'm spending on other people. I was so much in need, I had difficulty. But now Allah put me in a position that I'm spending upon other people. So those two farishtas. And then at night, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, people after Isha Namaz get divided in three groups. One are those who neither gain nor lose, who go in sleep away. But Allah Ta'ala, our deen is so beautiful, so perfect, so complete. Just read your few little du'as, can make your wuzu even better. Otherwise, even just make tayammum. That is also, you'll get the sawab. Make wuzu and read the du'as. And make your niyat, Ya Allah, I'm sleeping, to get up to make your ibadat again. If not for tahajjud, for fajr. I must be fresh for fajr. And I can go for fajr. So that whole night sleep is ibadat. How easy just to, that we'll be sleeping, having a comfortable, peaceful sleep. But it is all written in ibadat. And the other group are those people who harm themselves. They get involved in all types of guna. And today, it is even more open. And what we gather from our friends and from people, the gunas today are even by good people. Before you wanted to commit guna, you had to go outside. You had to go to the wrong places. Now to commit the guna, you go under your blanket. And you are there with your phone. And where aren't you? The worst places which physically you'll never go. You can't go. And especially with the topi, kurta, with the titles of Maulana and Hafizab. But if such people also, we are guilty. We are on the phone. We are on porn. We are in the filthiest places. We are with the filthiest people. So people, that is one group. And another group, they turn the night into, they turn their night into great misery and woe and destruction for themselves. Another group turns the night into the gardens of Jannah. And where they are in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, is a beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Those people, even if they are in the gardens, they feel, they long for their time when I can be alone with my Allah. They are with people, entertainment, visitors have come. You are in some walima, you are in some place, lot of people. But you, all that talk doesn't mean anything to you. In fact, it's hurting you. You want to be with Allah, where you can pour your heart out to Allah, and you get that enjoyment. So there are those people also. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we go in the right direction. And this is the short life that Allah has given us. Our life will not come back. Make the life now. Don't destroy our life. And the pattern is given to us so clearly. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allahu Akbar, Qurban Jai. We read a million times durood. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. بِعَدَدِ كُلِّ مَعْلُومَاتِ بِعَدَدِ كُلِّ أَكْتَارِ الْأَمْتَارِ. All the drops of the rain, Allah just sent durood on our Nabi Sallam, how he went out of his way to explain to us. And on every instance, on every occasion, every incident, he reminded us. And he took us towards Allah Ta'ala. We got the ready plate of this wonderful, most delicious food. Not this dunya's food, which turns then we have to go to the toilet. And what all the smells and all the sounds and all the filth, this food or the spiritual food, where there is only, where must comes out from it. Where nur comes on the face, where strength comes in the body, it is ready for us just to have it now. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to bring a new type of Islam. This one proven type of Islam has been given to us. It is for us to follow that. Allah give us those eyes to see that Islam. And not any modern type of Islam, watered down type of Islam, government type of Islam, American type of Islam, United Nations type of Islam. No, our Islam, the Islam of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have got the most beautiful example. Where have we gone? The people who in the morning when they get up, what is the idea? To jog, run on the street. And others walk with their dogs. And the dog is walking in front of them. And when the dog wants to urinate, defecate, they will stand with adab until nicely the dog has finished its work. And then after that, they follow that dog. Those people who follow dogs, and they made the dog their imam, and we got لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Allah is declaring uswatun hasan. Just imagine where we are gone. Where one side you have got uswatun hasana, which Allah has declared uswatun hasana. Allah who is the sole creator. Allah is that being who was since ever all powerful. And in following sunnah, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, you love Allah. And any person, just scratch the surface and you'll see it's just natural you have to love Allah. Who gave me my eyes? Who gave me my brain? Your wife. In fact, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will announce and say that, did I not give you your wife? How many other people were proposing? I blocked their proposals. And I made her come exclusive to you. She was yours. Allah gave her. My wife lying next to me. My life, my wife, my children, which ni'mat is there which Allah has not given us? Everything Allah has given us. So that most kind, most merciful, most gracious. And we must be very, very grateful to Allah for everything. And if we are not grateful, we are great fools. If we are not grateful to Allah Ta'ala, we are great fools. And fools, there's no explanation of that fool. That what a fool he is. Allah is everyone. And that Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul, Sayyidul Anbiya, Fakhrul Rusul, who will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Try and read always. Many incidents have been reported Those who read after their namaz, after faraz namaz, whether it is immediately or their sunnah muakkada after that, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And then read three times, جَزَاللَّهُ عَنَّا مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. At the time of mort, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, held the hand and took them to Jannah. They were buried anywhere else in the world, took them and took them to Jannatul Baqi. What a great thing. Allah give us tawfiq. Such a Nabi. And we follow the people who made dogs the Imams. We, the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This honorable Ummah that Allah has given so much of preference, honor, greatness. And we are following those people who don't know what is istinja. Not that they don't make istinja, they don't know what is istinja. They are filled with urine in their trousers, in their clothes. They are filled with stool. They polish themselves with that. And we following those people, we following their football and their soccer, we following their lifestyle, and we feel proud to go and sleep in the beds they slept in resorts and other places. Hey, and we want to go to all the game reserves. One Sheikha who is now presently in the country, she's going to be having a program in the Kruger Park. So one alim wrote, very nice, she's going to be lecturing there. To who? To the baboons. Hey? The baboons also won't come, but the human baboons. When we left Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we made ourselves monkeys, we made ourselves baboons. And this is what our result. Those people who, their women, filled with hairs, with all the filthy, dirty blood, and open days of our masjid, let them come in the masjid. Hey, our past, women are not allowed to come to the masjid. And this is where the brains, Allah says, many places in the Quran, when we don't do the right thing, Allah changes that brains and pollutes it with evil. فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِسًا إِلَىٰ رِسْتِهِمْ. Dirt upon dirt, zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd. And now we are proud and we're proving ourselves right that now this woman who are filled with that hair, dirty blood, we bring them in the masjid. Our own women who are past, they not allowed to come. The honor of a woman, she's not something to be displayed on everything. They made woman that on every commodity, tell the naked woman is not displayed, it doesn't sell. Hey, our women, what respect and honor, where they have been the highest position. They are the forefront leaders of the jihad of the ummah. The women, when they are at home, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, they get the sawab of jihad. They are the, when the woman leaves her post of jihad in the house, and she goes on a factory floor, and she's go rapping and dressed in a horrible way, and all men looking at her, flirting. She's flirting with men. Men are flirting with her. She lost everything. Her children are lost. Her husband is lost. And the whole vicious cycle sets in. And then only chaos, which leads to haram pregnancies, abortions, suicidal, drugs, alcohol, and a complete write-off. Who Allah Ta'ala created fi ahsani taqweem. Who Allah made was the قَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. Now this person, the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. That person now, the food and the target of the pythons and snakes in the qabr now. That person to be enveloped with fire now in the qabr. And on the day of Qiyamah to be picked up by the azab of Allah and flung into the fire of Jahannam, where that person was supposed to be. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. But when he didn't appreciate, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. The worst of the worst, lowest of the lowest, base of the base, the lowest he becomes. And we got Muhammadur Rasulullah, who went out of, made his day into night, made his night into day, left us with a deen that he said, as the day is different from the night, night is different from the day, I left you on this clear path. Nobody can go away from the clear shining path but a person who just wants to destroy himself, who is determined to destroy himself. And they are today the leaders of the community. And those people who are leading people astray, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ, those people who don't make the zikr of Allah, نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ, we appoint a shaitan for them. And he leads those people, and they think, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, and they think we are on the right path. And they criticize, as we read in the Ash'ar, those people who don't know who Allah is, who Allah's Rasul is. They got no connection. Namazes, what kind of namazes? Hey, their namazes, they are proud that they make them on soccer stadiums. They are proud that they make them, that they join two namazes unnecessarily, without any validity, joining of namazes, making mas'a on cotton socks, and all these things, and they say, we are on the right. Eh? When a person, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, in his tahajjud, in sajda, should make dua, Allahumma man kana min hazihil ummah, Allah, those people of this ummah, man kana min hazihil ummah ala ghayril haq, they are on, not on the truth, they are on the wrong, وَهُوَ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, and he thinks I'm on the right, فَرُدَّهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ, bring him back to the right, لِيَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ, let it become the people of the haq. And we shouldn't be so frightened also and overtaken with all the fitnas, one after the other. One fitna is not finished, another 10 fitnas. This was all the time. From in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the munafiqeen, the Jews, the worst enemies, and all the alliance from all around, it was there. And in the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the time of Karbala, when Hazrat Imam Hussein, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred. Hey? And how was he martyred? His weight was cut off. His head buried in one place, body buried in another. What did the Ummah go through? What and what? When the Tartars invaded Baghdad, what was the people said? It's Qiyamah now. Time for Mahdi, alayhi salatu wa salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then, how many? Spain, what happened there? When the Crusaders came, and what happened to Muslims at that time? The history of Islam is full. Partition of India and Pakistan. What were Muslims were slaughtered? Left, right and center by the Hindus, by the Sikhs, and masjids were desecrated. Women were taken and told those women they to live with the Sikhs, and they lost their identity. Now, what was the condition? So we have got a clear path. Tara ikhtilafan kathira. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, you'll see a lot of confusion, lot of ikhtilafat. Then what must we do? Ma ana alihi wa ashabi, that which I am on and my Sahaba, follow that path, the path of Nabi. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ مُحَمَّدٌ سَيِّدُ الْكَوْنَيْنِ وَالثَّقَلَيْنِ وَالْفَرِيقَيْنِ مِنْ عَرْبِي وَعَجَبٍ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi, king of the kings, king of the world, we have got Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is in his qabr mubarak, in Rawda mubarak, but his teachings are alive in the world. Who don't know them? Why are we leaving those teachings? Where are we going in the other direction? Where are we going, leaving light and going in darkness? Leaving enjoyment and going in misery and sorrow? Leaving good health, spiritual health, and going into sickness worse than cancer, worse than jadu? We've got a clear path. It's just for us to follow that clear path. Allah has given it to us. And we've got this one opportunity. This moment won't come back in my life. This hour won't come back. This day won't come back. This life will never come back. The greatest sorrow will be as mort approaches the person. And then what sorrow that person who did not prepare for the akhirah. Eh? هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة fear, terror on the faces of those people. Amilatun. They did lot of work, but all the wrong things. They thought they are on the right. They led the ummah on the wrong, leading them to Jahannam, leading them to follow interfaith. What a thing. Hey, one really Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever wants to choose any other way of life. Islam is not only a religion. It is our religion. It's a complete way of life. Anyone who wants to follow any other way, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will not be accepted from him. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When it is told to them, bring iman like the sahaba. What they say? أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. These are backward people. These are stupid people. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. That is the only right. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah made the path very, very clear for us. It's a straight path for us. And let us not go on the wrong path. Let us not be those. Let Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, only that person who is doomed and who wants to doom himself, he won't follow that path. He'll follow the path. And worse, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, what will be your condition when your wives will go against you? Your children will be disrespectful. They won't be obedient. Sahaba asked, can that ever happen? What a environment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You look at your wife, she's a whore of Jannat. As I explained, that even if she's no sign of beauty, but Allah will put in your heart that she's the most beautiful woman. You just stay away from all the haram. What enjoyment that they could not understand that the wife will ever be not obedient, that she will be a transgressor, wrongdoer. They say, can that ever happen? And our children becoming disobedient. Today it's in everyone's house, but our eyes are not opening. It's in every house, so it's normal. It's not normal. We are so abnormal. Very, very abnormal. And we have accepted the very, very abnormal as normal. With the trucks that go on the road, abnormal load. So that truck is danger for you. Those trucks which are carrying gas, it's danger. Be very careful there. But we take it as a normal. What will happen to such a person who takes, and today all of us, we have got Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallama Sayyidul Kawnain, Wasthakalain, Walfariqain, Master of everyone, King of everyone, King of Dunya, King of Jannat. We have got his beautiful Mubarak path. So those people who follow, these people who are filled with urine, and they go and bath in a tub, and fill that bath with all that filth and dirt, and they inevitably drink of it, and to conserve water, everyone in the family, all adding to that filth and dirt, and all consuming of that, what good can you expect? And we must follow in their way, their interfaith. We got the one religion, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever will choose what interfaith, what one world, one religion, nothing like that. Religion is no interfaith, one religion of Islam. Final, Allah Ta'ala has completed it and perfected it. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. I completed your deen. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. And I have completed my ni'mat. When it's ni'mati, my very special ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat of Deenul Islam, for which Allah made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turn his nights into day, and made him, took him away from his rest and comfort. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. O Nabi, you are in the comforts of your home, you are resting. Get up, go to the Sahaba, go and make the tarbiyat, go and see to them. Don't worry about your rest. what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had to go through, when at the time of his passing away, going through the pangs of death, and then he said that this is all very hard, and he made dua, Ya Allah, put all the difficulty of my ummah on me. He said, on Qiyamah's day, look for me, and he told where you will find me, you will need me, and he gave us his address, that where you will find me when you need me. What a Nabi we have got, the King of Kings, and where this dogs and pigs and swine we are following, where is our aqal? Now with the soccer, we playing soccer, and now we are saying the person is offside, and now we are fighting, that penalty was not allowed, and the team lost. We are fighting on their stupid rules, not of politics, not of running the country, of the sports which is filth and dirt, and in the dirt we dying to follow their rules. Everything of theirs, the sports has become our god. We call them our idols. That cricket player, that soccer player is my idol. That film star is my idol. When we in the qabr and we in Jahannam, then we'll know what these idols are. And where they have, Ya laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. Oh, what a pity, I should not have made that person my friend. Wa innahu kana li qareen. I had a friend who told me all these stories about Akhirat, Qabr and that. They say, you want to see him? Just look up a bit. You'll see him in the middle of Jahannam. He say, Alhamdulillah, I didn't follow him. I didn't befriend him. And he was always trying to, the people who are Muslimi leading people, people who are taking people, Allahu Akbar, the 21-year-old person of land, last week who died, 20 years later report we got, what a bright person he was. School, he was the apple of the eye of his teachers. Madrasa, the ustad, bright boy, very good boy. He just got involved with the interfaith thing, and 1 year in that condition, and he died, and his funeral came out from the cathedral, and it went to the crematorium to be cremated. What is this interfaith? And at that time, our Muslim leaders calling from the minbar that we must have the interfaith. Can't where's our eyes gone? Are they so, what glue have we used to close our eyes that we just cannot see? لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. It's not the eyes of the head that have become blind, that dunya mein to kya kar gaya, lekin deen mein to kahan mar gaya. That we just can't see all these things. At the same time, in a hall adjacent to the masjid, a political party, nothing to do with deen. Muslim leadership, we have to give guidance to about deen for Muslims, not politics. And what is this kuffar politics? All lies, fraud, deception. The more bigger fraudster you are, the better politician you are, the higher position you get. And with all this fraud and all this crime, and if somebody says that it's all fraud, crime, what you talking? Don't be judgmental. Don't be judgmental. You don't know his intention. So you must keep quiet. People plundering the deen, and don't be judgmental. People plundering and killing the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who made the deen grow with the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Battle of Uhud. The 70 Sahaba who became shaheed. And it is being plundered today. And then they say, don't be judgmental. It's being destroyed in front of our eyes, and don't be judgmental. Don't, you don't know his niyat, what his niyat was. A person who goes to the Shias, a person who goes to the Gurdwaras and the Sikhs, and then apologizes to them that I used one wrong word which might have hurt your feelings. And then don't be judgmental. Allahu Akbar. Throwing the people into the fire of Jahannam, and don't be judgmental. So Allah Ta'ala has given us Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. The love of Allah was a natural thing. Allah Ta'ala is the most closest to us. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. When my bandas ask about me, tell them I am close. How close, O Allah? ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein, your vein of life. We are more closer to you than your life. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah comes in between a person and his heart. Allah is right by you. As somebody said it so beautifully, Allah has put himself more closer to you than what you are. And he's given you a lifespan to find him. And if you're looking for him everywhere else, you're looking for him in the casinos, you're looking for him in the idol worship of the sports that he's carrying on, you're looking for him in this religion, Abrahamic Accord. You're looking for him in, what is this Abrahamic Accord? Interfaith. You're looking for him in the interfaith. He's here by you. Hey, look for him in the middle of the night. He's وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You want to see Allah? Look in yourself. Who gave you this eyes? Who gave you this brain? The government gave you. Your father gave you. Father's own brains he couldn't make. Where is he going to give you brains? Your beauty, your mother gave you. She, her own beauty is not in her control. She hasn't got. Who gave it? All Allah. The 101 organs in the body, 360 joints in the body, functioning. Most of us sitting here, our joints are perfect. And what shukr we make? No shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't make any grateful, we are not grateful, so we are all great fools. And we are, all of us, that we don't appreciate any namat of Allah. We had a good night's sleep. Who gave us that sleep? Who made the darkness of the night come about? Who made the coolness of the night come about? Who made the silence of the night come about? Who closed your eyelids? And who kept you so sleeping? You see your little baby sleeping, with smile playing on her face, farishtas playing with her. Who is this? And who grows up the child? Can any mother grow up a child? Can any father grow up a child? Who is it? We read in the Ash'ar now that those people who never went through sacrifices for Allah, that is, Hazrat referring to, like gunas, you had to, opportunity of guna came, but you didn't commit the guna. You saved yourself, and everything else also sacrifices for deen, for Allah. Those who didn't go through, what can they know the closeness of this people to Allah? Those who sacrificed for Allah's sake, and they took hardship on their heart, and they went through all that difficulty. That woman was so beautiful. She looked beautiful. She is not beautiful. The shaitan, clearly it comes in the hadith, shaitan goes around her and makes her look beautiful. And jo dilo se utar gaya, wo aankho ko kya charhega? Your woman, one just in the week, somebody complained about a woman that her character, so terrible her character. When she speaks, fire comes out of her mouth. Nobody can reason with her. Even if she's the most beautiful woman, what is she for you? Akhlaq is bad. What is that good face they're going to do? What is that good figure going to do if her character is so bad? She can't talk one word right with you. She's always on the war path with everyone. What are you going to do with such a woman? So look at the true qualities which Allah Ta'ala has given us. We have got this little while in our lives to make it for our Jannah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Fortunate is that person when it will be told to him at the time of mort. Oh nafs, oh soul that is completely at rest. That rest is only ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Not on the sports stadium, not the World Cup, not all the funny people who are coming in suit and tie. Sheikhs are coming now. And what bayan they giving? And sheikhs who are coming and all breaking every law of Allah Ta'ala. And sheikhs traveling around and all that. Where are you going to get that itminan? You're not going to get it in the game reserves, and you're not going to get it in the zoos. In the zoos, you'll get monkeys and baboons. You're not going to get that. So if you want that at the time of maut, which is the most crucial imtihan, the greatest imtihan, more than the qabr also, more than qiyamah also, that how my maut is going to come. And for those people who made their ilaqa, their contact with Allah, and the announcement comes to them, what is their life? Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Return now. And a person returns now to his home. He returns to his source. He comes to his home. How happy that, and which home? Ila rabbiki, your Rabb, the one who created you, your Rabb who nourished you, your Rabb who gave you your eyes, your Rabb who gave you your wealth, your Rabb who gave you your afiyat, now you're going to him. Irji'i ila rabbiki, and with what two great degrees. These are the degrees that we have to get. The nafs is nafs ammara bisu at the beginning, commanding us greatly to do evil. Work. This is islah. This is coming to the khanka. Make that nafs become nafs lawwama. That when you do wrong, the process will be from a way to only you are doing wrong. Now you'll feel guilty on your wrong. And you still make more effort, then you'll become nafs mutma'inna. Mutma'inna. Now you'll have peace. And when you return to your Allah, two more degrees you will get. Radiya, you have pleased Allah Ta'ala. Mardiya, Allah is pleased with you. You are going to Him from there, you will never come back again. No return ticket. All going with a single ticket. We came with a return ticket to return. Now when we return, no return ticket from there. We make our sajda, take the lesson. Every sajda that, oh Allah Ta'ala, minha khalaqnaakum, it is from the sand that we created you when we left our head. And the second sajda, wafiha nu'idukum, and to the sand we will return to you again, whoever it can be. Whether it was whoever, Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, all of them. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. We'll take you out a second time, not in this dunya, in the akhirah. We will take you out from the sand. When a person is in his qabr, there are two scenarios. One is that a person is there and he sees his close family lowered him in the qabr, put him in the lahad. They put all their boards, my own people leaving me alone. And then they pouring all the sand, throwing sand on sand, tons of sand on me. They're making sure, what's going to happen to me? How am I going to come out? Who is going to help me? A person who didn't live his life right. And then one by one, they all walking away from me. Thodi der mein kya se kya ho gaya? In a little while, what happened? People who gave their lives for me, now they all just walking away. Nobody is interested in me. And I'm here. Now the snakes come. And now the serpents. And now the fire comes. What will be our condition? And the other is that the person, you put him in the qabr, and he's eager now to be alone. The namats are coming. Allah's namats are coming to them. That person is eager. All go away. Quickly go away. Put me away. I don't want to come back in your dunya. But now where I am, in that gardens of jannat, gardens of bliss, gardens of enjoyment. And when somebody wants to still stand, like one sheikh, he was now tired, exhausted. And his main person also there, he saw the sheikh is very tired. Hazrat must say, close the door. He said, yes, but close it behind you. You also go out. Not that you said, I want to be alone now. Now when the hurul eens are coming in the qabr, and all the enjoyment of jannat is coming, and you're seeing the great pleasure of jannat, now you want, that person wants to be alone. What the difference between the two? It's our choice. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Two paths we have shown you clearly. Swallow and see also who we are following. Who are showing us the path of going to that? And who are showing us the glory, stupid, foolish, lie, or glory of this dunya? Follow the interfaith. Follow the people of this dunya. Follow all the false things of this dunya. Follow the lives of the animals. Follow the lives of those who follow animals. Who are we? Who do we associate with? Who? The fall of the Bani Israel came in this way, that when after Musa al-Islam left them, they were perfect practicing on Torah. Then the time came, they diverted and they were not practicing. The rightful people advised them, what you're doing is wrong. Don't do this. It is wrong what you are doing. But came the next day, they sat with them, ate with them, spoke to them, everything, until Allah joined their hearts together, mixed their hearts, and all became worse. Then the time came when Allah changed them into monkeys in this world. The time came when Allah made them into pigs and swine in this world. So see who we are mixing with. Who? The people who are wrong. We are not doing anything wrong, but we are associating with the wrong. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says, one of the contemporaries, that means the alim of the status of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, but he used to mix with the wrong people. They told him, don't do this, don't mix with these wrong people, don't go and associate with them. He says, no, I just talk with them and I just, I'm not on their path. I know they are wrong. Till the time came, he became an open murtad. An alim of that stature of Imam Ahmad ibn, like friends, ulama, their friends, they sit together, of their level they are all the time, they advise him, but he became a murtad, that open murtad he became. Who we associate with, who we cover up for, who we say, but he's also an alim. Tomorrow we open the doors of our masjid for all other people, for modernists, for people who come on YouTube and on TV, for people who mix freely with women, for people who promote sports, who encourage sports. Somebody asked one of them, a masala, he said, leave that alone, let's talk sports. Alim, somebody comes to you and asks you a masala, and you tell him, leave that alone, let's talk sports. And you, all the discussion, that this player is like this, this player is like that, all that, and you're following all those people. So all that, where will it lead us? What will happen to us? So we say that we open our doors for them. Tomorrow open the doors of our masjid for Barelvis. They are also Maulanas. They also study. Open the door for them as Salafis. They also Maulanas. They also Sheikhs and they also study. And after that open the door for the Qadianis also. And open the door for the Shias also. And then open it as we have already opened it for the interfaith people. We skipped all those people and we are inviting the interfaith people. And open days in the masjid and inviting all the napak people. And why? To give us an opportunity of da'wah. As if whole life we haven't got opportunity of da'wah. Therefore, all the time we are charged with the duty of da'wah. And then, how we treat our maids, how we treat, what da'wah? Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, whichever maid came and worked in his house, did not leave but accepted Islam. That is, we got the opportunity. Who are in our shops, give them da'wah. And so we have got all the opportunity. So Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness. We have got this one opportunity. And remember our role model, our master, Muhammad, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. But with one condition, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Whose niyat is Allah. And whose niyat is akhirat, whose niyat is dunya, the pomp and valor, name and fame of this dunya, the dollars of this dunya, and the money and the woman of this dunya, for them, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a role model for them. For them, they will find fault with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But those who is in niyat is the pleasure of Allah, and who know that we are going to akhirat, and they want to prepare for akhirat. For those people, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you have that urge to find my Allah, who created me? Somebody deposits 20,000 rand in your account, you'll want to know who's it. Somebody leaves a basket of fruit at your, who is this person? And he who did everything for me, and we don't want to know who is it. Hey, those in kuntum tuhibbun, it's just a natural thing that a person wants the love of Allah Ta'ala. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, the path is easy to find the love of Allah. Fattabi'uni, just follow me. And when you'll do that, yuhibbukumullah. To be a lover is very easy. everyone loves everyone. Who is so beautiful, she's not your wife, but you love her. You fantasize about her, everything. But to be loved, you have to have qualities. A rose, everyone loves a rose. The poorest person, the dirtiest person, who never bath also, he loves a rose. But to get the love which a rose gets, you have to have qualities in you. You just follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those qualities. Allah will love you. Yuhbibkum Allah. We should have been die-hard for Allah. We just want Allah Ta'ala. But just follow Sunnah and Allah wants you. Allah قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah has sent such an example, such a model, such a role model. You just follow Him and the Creator of the creation, the Creator of all power and all goodness and everything, He will love you. And not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The greatest gift which we don't appreciate, forgiveness of sins. Allah will forgive you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. وَاللَّهُ. And Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Not only He forgives, but after today, if a husband forgives his wife, wife forgives the husband, employer forgives his employee, only forgiveness. But after Allah forgives, after they forgive dunya's people, they won't say, I'm giving you 10 filling stations. I'm giving you 20 farms. I'm giving you 50 blocks of flats now. They will just forgive you. But when Allah forgives, after that, Rahim. He showers you. All your sins, He changes into good deeds. More than that, He gives you. More than you could expect and imagine. He filled. What is the path is so clear. Just as al-halalu bayyinun wal-haramu bayyinun. Halal is clear. Haram is clear. The path is clear for us. Just follow the straight path. May Allah give us tawfiq. Guide us to righteousness.